a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me once again today, but this time to tell us about their debut album, hot off the press, Casual Healing. How you doing?
Yeah, Rastafari.
Yeah. Hey, give us a vibe check. How are you feeling this morning? Debut album out there into the world.
I'm Cheer Candace. Cheer Radio 1. Yo, shout out to all my homies. Man, vibe check. My vibe. I'm just feeling so connected. And I just heard in the background that my son's just been peeing everywhere downstairs on the floor. I'm not even fazed by that. So my vibe is just impeccable today.
I reckon the word for today is untouchable. Your debut album, it has just been released. We were chatting off air before and I was saying how great your promo stuff all over the socials has been up to the album. It's been so creative. It's been so fun. For anybody who might not have been following, tell us a bit about the promo you've been doing on the Insta.
Yeah. Man, first of all, like, what a tool, eh? The phone.
Mm.
What a tool. And just, like, any powerful force, like, you can use it or it can use you, you know? Mm. Just shout out to all the content creators out there. Just make sure that you're making the phone your biatch and not the phone making you its biatch. Mm. It's just a little word of advice to myself, really. And it's been a huge journey just figuring out how to promote such a important body of work in this modern age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just had an epiphany. I was inspired by my girlfriend who recently started going viral on TikTok because she's making skin cream out of beef fat.
Sick.
And shout out to Milo Meldrum, ancestralskincare.com, straight up.
Plug.
Bro, we all should be rubbing beef fat on our skin, that's what I know. But it's been so fun, really. Just the challenge has been trying to remain authentic on the camera and just realized I live a pretty cool life and I do some pretty cool things. And yeah, all I got to do really is just somehow get my phone in the picture and capture it. And yeah, it's been real fun. I've been trying to do a video every day for the last 90 days. I think I've done like 30 days. but there's an effort, you know. That's all I'll say, man. If there's a will, there's a way. And as long as you're making an effort, no need to beat yourself up, eh? Just, you know, that's all we can ask for, man. Just make an effort. And go check it out. There's some funny stuff on there. especially special mention to Preston the Power.
The bro.
Yeah, the bro. I went for a dive one morning and for some power and I put the power in the fridge and I drove to work and I left one of the powers in the truck. And so I had to bring this power to work with me on a construction site. And possibly the first live power to ever be on Smoko. We gave him a name, Preston, and we gave him a turn on the tools. We gave him a hoon on the drill, and he was actually pretty efficient. He slimed it up pretty well. And yeah, the boys were all pretty impressed. The foreman was pretty impressed. And yeah, but you know, Preston's fate was decided from the moment he was conceived, as was all of our fate was written. And his fate was to be eaten by a man named Michael after an intense gym session, which his body was craving the protein. And yeah, so full circle, like you say.
Yeah, exactly. Eat or be eaten. But luckily, we have 12 beautiful tracks to comfort us through our grief of Preston. Love him. Grief is healthy. It's good to work through. And we have your album Driftwood. I believe last time we talked, it was for the release of Chasing Rainbows, one of the leading singles off of the album. Tell us a little bit about some of the new additions for us.
Yes, oh, Candace, man, it's been such a journey since we last spoke. I'm just, yeah, I've been working on this album for over 4 years, and I've produced it all myself. So it's been such a personal journey, really, of creating. And then this last phase of the process has been a journey of letting go. Because I could really work on these tracks forever, you know. And it's really only up to me to decide when they're finished. And I had to got to a point recently where I was just overworking the art, and I was, you know, I was just making all these random changes, and I had to come to a conclusion within myself. They say, hey, this is getting out of control. It's time to release the art. And so you can let go of this and you can work on the next thing, because we've got to keep moving forward, man. So, yeah, I've been letting go. I've been dying. I've been grieving. And when you do all those beautiful destructive rituals, you can make space for new things to grow and be born. So I'm just feeling grateful that I got a voice and that I'm alive and that I'm here to experience the birth of my first album, you know, 12 tracks. I think 51 minutes altogether, 51 minutes of quality vibrations.
Tunage.
Tunage. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm glad that I left a few bangers in the unreleased section of the album, so that
you know, can't tell us that. No. Yeah. We'll be grateful for what we've got. Very excited to have these new tunes. I think that what we've found over time is that creating art is a little bit like chewing gum, you know, like it's really, really good, but if you just go at it too long, it's like disintegrating in your mouth, like getting stuck in your teeth, and it sucks, eh? It sucks.
Whoa, that's such a good analogy, bro.
Hey, thank you. And this album, fantastic, absolutely out the gate. There are music videos to accompany the tracks. It is hot off the press, released right now. Where can people buy and stream the album, and where can they find you playing it sometime soon?
You can stream the album for free on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and all those other ones. You can buy it on Bandcamp. When we put it on Bandcamp, I'm not sure when that will be. We are doing a fundraising gig tonight at San Fran in Wellington, to celebrate. It's a party. It's not a gig. It's just a party.
Cool.
We're just making party music tonight. We're gonna play the album top to bottom live. We've sold out all the tickets. It's my first ever sold out show.
Yay.
Yeah, man. So there's going to be some huge vibes going on in Wellington tonight. And all the money we make from the night, we're going to pay the artists, and then we're going to put it towards getting some vinyl cut for all of the connoisseurs out there. So yeah, and we're actually selling our first ever run of CDs tonight.
Yeah. Baby.
Bro, hey, let's go.
That is hugely exciting. No doubt that you will have a fantastic day today. Congratulations on this beautiful body of work. I hope that you have the best time tonight. So lovely chatting to you once again.
You too, Candace. Shout out to Candace, everyone.
You are too kind. That was
some love, some prayers.
That was the man, myth, and legend, Casual Healing. This is the title track off of his debut album. It's just come out, crew. This is called Driftwood. 9:47. Got an interview with Urshel Island at 10. Catch you there.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.